This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. And now we continue with our monthly series of original nature commentaries. These commentaries are written and narrated by ornithologist Dr. Mike Baltz. And Mike's segment this month has to do with sunshine in the woods, or more specifically, in some cases, the lack of enough sunshine in the southern Illinois forests, and what effect that has on nature and on man.
It's been said that at one time, a squirrel could have traveled from the East Coast to the Mississippi River without touching the ground. In southern Illinois, that squirrel would have traveled through a forest canopy of mostly oak trees. Oak-dominated forests have been in southern Illinois since just after the last ice age. During all that time, oaks have persisted because, unlike many other tree species, they can survive most forest fires. Thus, large-scale natural fires and those set or caused by Native Americans helped maintain oak forests in southern Illinois for millennia. Evidence of what our forests still looked like 200 years ago come from surveyors' notes from the early 1800s. Witness trees chosen by those surveyors to mark land corners were predominantly big oaks. White oaks on south slopes, red oaks on north slopes, post and blackjack oaks on the driest sites. Those oak forests provided food and shelter for most of the wildlife in southern Illinois. Everything from deer and turkey to timber rattlesnakes and bobcats. Oak forests also fueled migrating and breeding birds. And they once supported elk, black bears, and cougars, too. But those oak forests, which were relatively open and easy to walk through, looked a lot different than the forests in most of southern Illinois today, mostly because fire has been kept off the landscape since the 1930s. Walk into a southern Illinois forest today, even in the middle of a sunny day, and you might feel like you're in a dungeon. And that's a problem, because oak trees need sunlight reaching the forest floor to regenerate, and to discourage the growth of shade-tolerant tree species like beech and maple. Today, oak saplings make up just 1% of young trees in some forests, while many of the mature oaks are reaching the end of their lifespans. In fact, southern Illinois oak forests may convert to beech maple forests in the next 30 years. This situation poses a near-apocalyptic threat to the whole oak forest ecosystem that also includes wildflowers, butterflies, and bees. The good news is that collaborations between biologists and foresters are leading to a shared vision of how to save oak forests in southern Illinois. There is agreement that effective restoration and management can include some overstory tree removal, mid-canopy thinning of small trees, and the use of prescribed fire. And at a nearly 1,000-acre demonstration site in the Trail of Tears State Forest, these management techniques are being employed. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is establishing how to best use cutting, thinning, and fire to save that oak forest. They have also placed interpretive signage at the site, and the public is encouraged to visit and learn about what's happening there. The conversion and loss of oak forests in southern Illinois is an invisible problem to many people. But solving this problem is critical to saving much of southern Illinois wildlife. Thankfully, at a time when everyone seems to be at odds about just about everything, saving oak forests enjoys bipartisan support. And while on paper, saving oak forests is simple, in practice, it won't be easy. But then again, like I tell my kids, nothing worthwhile is ever easy.
The comments of ornithologist Dr. Mike Baltz. Mike is the former director of the Southern Illinois Nature Conservancy. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.